The gospel today told us about God's call. The idea of following Jesus makes us think about our vocation. We are called by Jesus to follow him. On the other hand, is it true that only some are invited to change their lifestyle, to assume a new way of life in the church with respect to what they had? We may ask, what does this mean to follow Jesus for Christians in general? In today's gospel, it seems that Jesus makes things difficult for those who want to follow him. The first one promises to live in the most entirety of poverty. He said, "Foxes have dens, birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." And to another, Jesus asked him to leave his family without even burying his father. For the Jews, to bury the dead is one of the most sacred duties. So how much more to the Father? And to another one, Jesus refrains even to say goodbye to his family. So in conclusion, the call of Jesus is a radical call that may upset the people to put them at the service of his kingdom. When you talk about God's call, maybe the people may think more about the calling to become a priest or religious sister or brother. As we know that as a baptized person, we are all called to follow him. But as you have heard this gospel, so do you really want to follow him, to follow God, or not? Or are you afraid? Do you want to follow God? You should go home to sell everything, no? To share to the other people, to follow him. As you experience the first reading today, the case of Elisha. Are you able to or not? It's hard. How can we understand? How can we follow Jesus? The answer is in the second reading, from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. There's the key to understand the service of the kingdom to which Jesus called us. St. Paul begins by proclaiming that Jesus has set us free so that we are free. St. Paul has given us some characters about the quality of our Christian freedom. First, it requires firmness and determination not to submit to the oppression of slavery. Freedom seduces, but its conquest is difficult. So we must take care of it so that it is not a freedom to take advantage of selfishness. On the contrary, to serve one another in love. The love that is the complete of the Lord is also the complete of freedom. Love gives meaning and guides our freedom. To hate, to be violent, to harm to others, it's not an exercise of freedom. It's an inhuman behavior. Following Jesus freely does not attract any human gain or social practice. The kingdom of God is the absolute opposite of slavery. It is the kingdom of freedom. To live in the service of the kingdom means to radically assume the freedom that God has given us in Christ. The children of God have no more vocation than freedom. Our vocation calls us to grow in freedom. However, it's not easy to live in freedom and assume it responsibly. It's a hard road, like that of Jesus on the way to Jerusalem. It means giving up many securities. But that's where God wants us. of course, is a temperate freedom in the relationship for love. We are free to love with all our hearts. We are free from the truth of lies. We are all brothers and sisters in Jesus. We are free to make the decision that leads us to love and respect life in its integrity, our own and that of others. We are free to live in solidarity with all creation. To follow Jesus for the Christian means to mature in freedom, to stop being a slave of the norms, to be an active agent in the construction of the world with peace, solidarity, fraternity, and love. I may say a little bit of my own vocation. I have been in vocation for 12 years. It's to follow Jesus. For me, I think it's availability. The thing that you see in the gospel today. He wants us to put absolutely the trust in his providence. In 12 years of vocation life, formation life, you know, I have a beautiful experience. I have a companion. He was always complaining about his companions. Why you do this? Why you do this? Do that? Until that one day he get bored, because his companion cannot change according to his will or his way of understanding. To be a future priest or to be a future religious order. So finally, he gave up his vocation. He went home. I told the one that he always criticized, the one that he always complaining about, should go home first. But finally, he the one to leave the congregation. So for me, I think the beautiful to follow God is to see this beautiful and Saint Paul teach us to feel free. To find the true freedom. So we may ask ourselves as well, what does this mean for me to live in a true freedom?